Heavenly Father, we again thank you for the blessings you pour out upon us. I'm just amazed at how good you are and how good you are to us. We thank you for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross, provide us a way for eternal salvation. And we pray, God, that you would just be with us today and throughout our lives, but especially those that need your wisdom, and just lift us, all of us up, God. Give us guidance and help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you. We pray for those that need your helping hand, your compassionate love, and just lift those up to you, God. And you know each and every one of those better than we might. And just pray that you'd be with them. Pray, God, you'd be with those that are away from home and guarding our freedom, God. We just lift those up to you and pray that you'd be with them. We pray, God, that you'd just continue to be with us here in Taney County. And thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, March 19, 2018, 9:08 a.m. No public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 448942 through 449027. Warrant 6965 and 6 journal entries and transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 12, 2018. And we have executive session minutes for March 6th and 12th.
Move to approve the previous meeting minutes for March 12, 2018.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I abstain.
Move to approve the executive session minutes for March 6, 2018 and March 12, 2018.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
There's one abstain. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. IDA board appointment. We have one applicant for the Industrial Development Authority, Mr. Ryan Sanders.
What's the term?
I can't remember if that's a, they meet once a year unless they need to meet more. Is it a 4-year?
I'm not sure. It's not, there's nothing on
there. I
thought
maybe it was 6 or something. Yeah.
No, they don't meet very often.
He said they just meet it when they're called. They could meet.
It's a 5-year term.
Five? But when does it begin? Because whatever I read, that Jonas had asked him last year sometime. When the 5 years would end.
It was, according to Jonas to Ryan, it was a 6-year term starting 1/1/18.
That's where I saw 6 years. So, do we know which it is? The statute at 5 or 6? Maybe we need to find that out.
Move to table board appointment, Industrial Development Authority, until after our executive session for legal.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Independent Audit Services. Number 17-151 CM. I have a letter dated February 28, 2018 from our attorney. It's Independent Audit Services, KPM, and he's reviewed the engagement letter proposed by KPM CPA PC with the Thane County for Independent Audit Services. Once there was a change to page 5 of the engagement letter is made by KPM, and KPM has approved the drafted agreement, I approve the engagement letter as to form and recommend approval of this agreement. So, change on page 5. Let's see.
Is that just you that needs to sign you just?
That's not page 5, it's page 3, but
that's what it says.
Now right here, I just pulled it up, it's just, yeah, just me. Oh, yeah, I am there.
Make a motion that you sign the independent audit service letter from KPM CPAPC, file number 17-151 CP, to perform the audit.
Were the corrections made that that Mr. Elliott wanted corrected?
Thought Mike read that they were.
Yeah, at the end.
Okay, okay.
They were, yeah.
All, both of them? Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for building materials number 201-802-398.
Yes, good morning, Commission. We're here this morning to make formal bid recommendation reference bid number 201-802-398 for building materials for Road and Bridge Maintenance Building, Thane County Road and Bridge. Highway Administrator Randy Hayes had requested me to put this out for bid. I released this bid on February the 10th. It closed last week. We received responses from 4 different companies, Meeks Lumber, Ava Building Supply, Tanco Lumber, and Herman Lumber. And we reviewed all of those responses here last week. Mr. Hayes and Mr. Huff took copies of those for a thorough review and are prepared to make their recommendation for award to Herman Lumber Company of Hollister, Missouri as the low bidder in the amount of $7,080. The other responses we received were from Meeks Lumber, was the highest at $8,725.12. Ava Building Supply came in at $8,163.27. Tanco Lumber was at $8.80, and I think there was some discrepancies in their response, which may have caused it to be rejected overall. But Herman Lumber at $7 was the low bid. Because of that discrepancy or that size of that gap in those amounts, I think Mr. Huff and Mr. Hayes looked very closely at each one of those line items, and I did too. It turns out that just a couple of items were lower. The doors, I think, were significantly lower than all the other rest of the bids. And then when you just add up a few cents here and there per board, it makes a big difference. But I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff now to make his formal recommendation for award to Herman Lumber. Go ahead,
Devin. I have reviewed the four bids for building materials for the new maintenance building, and I recommend Herman Lumber of Hollister, Missouri, for the amount of $7,080.18.
Why would the doors be so much
cheaper? Yeah, why would one door be $252, another door be $3.05?
Yeah, I calculated there was like a $52 difference between the doors, between the high door and the low door.
Well, if you look at unit price,
yeah,
$252, $3.05.
No, you may not be looking.
Between me,
you may not be looking at the right line item.
Well, I think the line items are confused. I think they're mixed up.
Yeah, they're a little mixed up. I was looking at the actual.
Is 24.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're looking at a spreadsheet that was created by Road and Bridge. I'm looking at the exact actual printouts.
Okay. On the spreadsheet, there's several items that are transferred.
Different. Okay. Yeah, I see that now.
So like on Herman, it was $195 per door, and Meeks was $252 per door.
They have the description and the quantity.
Yeah.
But that was done on our end, whoever prepared this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't post that. I won't be posting that.
Yeah, there's several items on it that are way off. On the
three doors, six panel, $252.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they're saying that they just had the description wrong and the.
Okay. That might fall under the category of TMI.
Pardon?
TMI? Too much information.
Oh.
I mean, well, it's hard to.
When they're real close, then we might ask for spreadsheets like on pickup trucks and stuff.
Well, really, there's quite a difference in those two bids.
Yeah, there is.
They're not.
That's why I say when they're real close, sometimes we might. Uh-huh. Require the Excel spreadsheet, but I didn't think that was necessary in this case.
Well, like the, and I question, like we've got 45, 14 to 20 length, 900 on the one, and 45 on the other, so I don't know, there's not 900 on any of the others, so.
And you're still looking at that spreadsheet?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's 2009.
You know, yeah, I'm going by what the actual bid responses were, so.
Okay.
Well, I guess I think what Ms. Wyatt's getting at is we have to make our decision based off of this and the recommendation. But if we can't look at this and it not be.
I'll let him address that.
I understand you didn't you didn't make this, but still, this is why we have questions.
Do you want to see the actual bids?
We're looking at comparing, or we understand Meeks and Herman. What about Tanco? Did you say it didn't qualify? Because it's lower than the Meeks. Did Tanco not qualify?
Mr. Randy told me something about that they didn't add in the right amount on some of the things that were asked for. That's all he mentioned to me.
Okay. So the two qualifying to look at is Meeks and Herman, is that correct? Yeah. What about Ava? Did they not? Of course, I know it's.
They met everything.
They met
give
everything.
Those to them if you want. Mm-hmm. When Ava qualified, you know.
Of course, the final number is correct on all of them. Is that correct? Is that right, that we're looking at the final number?
And then here's Ava, Devin.
Is that all delivered?
Is this delivered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one's that?